June 30th. At times like these, the information needs of both armies shifted from broad strategic intelligence to finer-grained tactical information on the strength of smaller enemy units and their precise movements, provided best by cavalry. At this point, with Lee still missing Stuart, Meade enjoyed the cavalry advantage, with the better part of a corps of horsemen at his disposal. Pleasanton was a subpar spy, but one of his division commanders, Brigadier General John Buford, an unassuming yet reliable officer, was not. Among the last orders Hooker had issued before relinquishing command was to send this skilled intelligence gatherer to Gettysburg to reconnoiter. Mid-morning on June 30th, Buford rode into the town with two brigades. When he made his way to the western end of Gettysburg, Buford came under fire from rebel skirmishers. They were from a North Carolina brigade in Henry Heath's division, commanded by Brigadier General J. Johnston Pettigrew, who had planned to enter the town to forage for supplies. Pettigrew backed off and alerted Heath back at Cashtown, just to the northwest. Heath, a headstrong major general, decided he would take his division into Gettysburg the next day to clear out the Federal horsemen. Buford, meanwhile, decided that he and his 2,950 troopers would stay put and not surrender the town without a fight. By the end of June 30th, Buford had collected a considerable amount of information. Excited townsfolk eagerly told him about Confederate units they had seen. McConaughey's network alerted him to A.P. Hill's corps northwest of the city. From their reports and those of scouting parties he dispatched with McEntee's agents in all directions, Buford had assembled a clearer picture of a potentially heavy Confederate force assembling northwest of Gettysburg. Buford also determined that the high ground around Gettysburg, particularly east and south of the town, might afford Union soldiers a strong defensive position. At midnight, the cavalry leader sent a courier with a dispatch detailing the valuable intelligence he had collected to Major General John Reynolds, Meade's corps commander on the left wing, who was closest to Buford at Emmitsburg, Maryland, just below the Pennsylvania line. But Buford's information wouldn't reach Meade until the next morning.